Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bizarria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 2200-29 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 57 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 60 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Woo-ha! Yeah, man. Melt the glacier. I want to see some ground. I'm sick of looking at the white. That being said, I'll remind everybody, if you get a pencil, if you haven't caught the broadcast in a day or two, we'll be changing our call-in number starting March 27th. There will be a new call-in number, and that number will be 712-770-5597. The access code will be the same. That is 220029 in the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And the access code will be the same. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. New Zealanders voluntarily handing in semi-automatic weapons after terror attack. And we'll get into that as soon as we return.
Take your brain. It's time to go. You don't have long to go. Remember me. 'Cause I'm the one made you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, New Zealanders voluntarily handing in semi-automatic weapons after terror. Well, we've had these little programs run over here in the United States to 4 or 5 people come home, you know, showing them chopping them on TV and all this fucking shit. It's all hype. It's all propaganda. Well, we watched the video yesterday, the forbidden video. Katie's got it sent in. We tried to download it on, we can't download nothing on YouTube. I looked in one of her comments. She said that's where she'd launched it, but evidently it's gone from there. And when we went to download it on the one we've been using, well, we can't do that. So we have the link and we've got to talk about it. They didn't stop us. Not one little bit. So fuck you, New Zealand. You bunch of fucking communists. You do not have no control over our freedom of speech under our first article. We're Americans. Anyway, this is from Zero Hedge. It was sent by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com as New Zealand's reel from Friday's Christchurch mosque attack. And if you watched that video, I'm telling you guys, you know, a cross between Grand Theft Auto and, I mean, the things they can do with graphics, you cannot believe. And the way that it just, that, I mean, that's the feeling I got watching the whole thing. Like I was watching, you know, one of the grandkids play one of those stupid fucking video games. And they're getting more real. I put it in a comment that I'd watch one of my grandsons play a game of basketball. And it was, I mean, it was outdated 3 or 4 years. But, I mean, it looked so real. I mean, it was, It's unbelievable. I'm personally, I can't say if it happened or not. I wasn't there, and I don't believe nothing that these days that I don't see with my own frickin' eyes. I just, if I don't see it and I ain't in the first person, I ain't going to say one way or the other, but it sure as hell served a purpose, didn't it? They're going to be talking about this, about gun control. I mean, we got lots of gun control. We might as well get rolling here. As New Zealanders, or as New Zealand reels from Friday's church, Christchurch mosque attack, at least 50 dead and 50 wounded. It was 59 dead. I remember that right out the gate. They reported that all day the first day. It says false flag. It's screaming it. That's why the government passed a fucking law, 10 years for possessing it, and, you know, 4 years for talking about it. I bet you. Man, they'd love to do that here, wouldn't they? Only it wouldn't fly because we got our guns and we ain't giving them up. Kiowas have started voluntarily surrendering their legally owned semi-automatic firearms for destruction, and they're getting paid to do this. And it's a propaganda program, just like I said here. You know, after their phony fucking shootings, they'll have some communist up there fucking cutting a gun into. Oh, I just can't own this gun no more. Destruction ahead of reforms promised over the next several days, according to New Zealand's news outlet Stuff. The reports of citizens disarming themselves come amid, how many? You know, they don't say three, two, three, four, whatever they, you know, like I said, the propaganda they run here. The reports of citizens disarming themselves come amid a Monday announcement by Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern and several, quote, in principle decisions on gun control have been made by cabinet ministers. Oh, these people must be subjects. Their government must tell them what to fucking do. Their government must rule over them as subjects. And has praised residents who have surrendered their guns to police. I bet you have. Them's the easy ones to get. Within 10 days of the horrific act of terrorism, we will have announced reforms that I think will make New Zealanders safer. You betcha. Man, if that video even was real, which it wasn't. How would you like to add a gun when the son of a bitch come to kill you? Said Ardern, who donned a headscarf this week while visiting stricken Muslim communities. John Hart, who has been a sheep and beef farmer, I'm just going to take that beef farmer off and just put been a sheep for 15 years, said he took his semi-automatic weapon into Masterton, police station on Monday as he couldn't in all conscience keep the rifle after seeing the loss of life in Christchurch. And what in the hell does one have to do with the other? I mean, this is such sorry ass propaganda. That's why they had to pass those laws that you couldn't look at it no more. I mean, it doesn't take very much examination to see, you know, you take it. I take it. It was an AR-15. And you blast at the front of a window like that. I mean, the shatters are going to go down. And then you can see through the window still. And he's shooting more bullshit, man. That's one of the things one of the people brought up. And myself, you know, no screaming, nobody running, nobody trying to get through a window. I mean, it was sorry ass. It was a sorry ass false flag by fucking amateurs over there in New Zealand. But as Jamal pointed out, it'll serve the purpose either way. Has been a sheep for 15 years. Took it. His conscience just wouldn't let him keep his rifle. Why? What the fuck did your rifle have to do with it? What did you have to do with it? If it didn't, first place, I don't believe it happened. I don't, in my soul, I don't believe it happened. But even if it did, what the fuck did you have to do with it? And why in the fuck wouldn't want to have your gun in case some psycho came after you in the same way? Until the day I was one of the New Zealanders who owned a semi-automatic rifle. On the farm, they are a useful tool in some circumstances, but my conveniences does not outweigh the risk of misuse, tweeted Hart. Well, your gun's going to get misused. It's your gun. It's in your house. You have control of it. What the fuck does your gun have to do with any of this? It's proper fucking ganda, and they're going to try and use it over here. Well, you'll see. We got more articles coming. Since the event on Friday, about I have been thinking about firearms we have here on the farm. They, in brackets, semi-automatic weapons, are not critical. Not if the trade-off is loss of life. And Hart, who said he used his rifle for occasional pest control, but that he doesn't need semi-automatic weapons on his farm. Well, that's your fucking choice, sheep. And like I said, this guy was probably paid the bucks. You know, this is just propaganda, pure and simple. While it can't be useful to have, it can be useful to have a second or third shot, that is a minor inconvenience compared to using a safe bolt action rifle for the same jobs. He added, a second or third shot, does this guy really even own guns or know about guns? Or is he talking that you're going to go down right down straight to a single shot? A single shot bolt action will be the standard that you can have. You can't have more than one bullet in the gun that holds more than one bullet. I think this guy doesn't own a semi-automatic weapon. He sure as fuck doesn't know what a bolt-action rifle is. I mean, you can get usually five if you put one in the chamber, and most top breech loaders. While it can be useful, for the same jobs he had. Official police figures show that nearly 7,000 New Zealanders are legally allowed to own, legally allowed, that's the word, allowed. It's like that 14th fucking amendment we're dealing with right now. It's a privilege. It's an immunity to go ahead and own it now. But this government that rules you, subject, you New Zealand subjects, you low-life motherfuckers, you aren't on a par with an American. So I really don't give a fuck what you think. To own semi-automatic weapons, police have advised those who wish to turn theirs in first, call their local police station or arms officer. Maybe we'll have an arms officer here. I'm sure the second article provides for that. For advice on safely transporting them for destruction. You fucking rookies. Walking up the long courtyard to the Masterton police station towards a stone-faced policewoman guarding the door holding, what? The government that's got you fucking endangered, that has you subjugated, holding a what? An AR-15 at the ready, while I'm carrying a rifle in its case, was, let's say, a puckering experience, said Hart. Another Twitter user, Sir WB, wrote that he has, quote, reflected and reserved my thoughts before making one of the easiest decisions I have ever made, to voluntarily disarm after owning a firearm for more than three decades. Bullshit. I mean, we've got two here. They're disarming by, I don't think them people are that stupid. They've seen what's happened in the rest of Europe. Now you can't even have a fucking knife. People walking in and raping old ladies in fucking England and shit. Hell, nobody wants to even travel to Europe or anywhere over there anymore. It's too goddamn unsafe since they took the guns away from the people.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
I think I'm echoing. I don't know who that farmer cheap, if he's real or not, or somebody just making that up. But I hope I don't know what kind of animals are in New Zealand, but I hope it's something that he misses, and runs out of ammo, and it comes up and bites him on his ass, and then it walks off.
Well, what's going to bite him on his ass is his own fucking government, his own masters.
His own subjectivity.
Well, like he said, he goes down to the station to turn his semi-automatic in, and there stands some dyke with a fucking AR-15, you know, fucking, yeah, I think that's really how, you know, we should think about this. Wouldn't it be a good idea, you know, with the way they're treating us, to, let's just give all of our guns over and just let those Blackwater fucking USA have guns. We would be much safer, wouldn't we?
Necktie.
Exactly, man. Oh, okay, and this guy here, for more than three decades, so we got two fucking guys here. That's about what we got in our propaganda, a little push over here when they were cutting them, but there was a couple of them. One of them sawed the barrel off, which made it an illegal gun. But, you know, people talked about that. This is all just goofiness. Following the 1996 Port, see, this is what I'm talking about. The fucking what they're trying to do here. Following the 1996 Port Arthur massacre in which 35 people were killed, Australia banned guns via the National Firearms Agreement, which resulted in confiscation of between 650,000 and 1 million firearms from private citizens. And see, they took them down to bolt action rifles. And then the last I heard out of Australia, they're trying to take their bolt action rifles because they don't want you to have guns. Why wouldn't they want the people that love their government? These government loves us so much and we love our government back so much. Why don't they want us to have fucking guns? Oh, we might hurt ourselves with them. Oh, not worried about Blackwater USA. I mean, we follow the stories of the beating people to death, tasing people, strapping people in chairs and torturing them to death. Oh, yeah, we trust these people. We love these people. I don't need a gun. A 2007 study by researchers Jenny Baker and Samara McFerdum, goddamn people, found that when compared with observed values, firearm suicide was the only perimeter that the National Firearms Agreement may have influenced. All those societal factors could also have influenced observed changes. The following year, Wang Xing Li and Sandy Sadari, with the University of Melbourne, concluded that, quote, there is little evidence to suggest that the National Firearms Agreement had any significant effect. I don't give a fuck what effect any of this shit has. You're not going to do it here. The second article says what the second article says. It's the people's law. You go against our fucking law, you fucking die. That's how it's going to work. You try to take our rights from us and subjugate us, you motherfuckers, and we will blow your heads right off your fucking shoulders. That's just how it works here. That's the law here. Whether you like it or not, you don't like it. You don't like it, leave. But in the wake of the mass shooting, apparently all it takes to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy or gal who's given up their ability to defend themselves and their families. I like the way the article ended. Onward and upward. Colorado AG tells sheriffs they must follow law if red flag gun control bill passes. This is from Colorado Watchdog. And, it, you know, you're building up to it. You just keep on. I mean, why don't you just cut the shit and just do this at a federal level and send it on? Let's do this fucking thing. So we can get on with our lives. The ones of us that are left, we'll get on with our lives. We'll put in new safeguards, and we'll make sure that the very mention of our Bill of Rights by any fucking of our servants results in a fucking being put up against the wall and a fucking bullet through their heart. This is from Colorado Watchdog. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weezer reminded local law enforcement that they swore, quote, an oath to uphold the rule of law. No, you're supposed to swear an oath to the Constitution and Bill of Rights. That's the law. Not this legalese, not this corporate policy, because that is all this is. It cannot be law. It is not a government. It's corporation. And it's Roman civil law, which is private policies being enforced as public law, but it is not fucking law that is binding to the people when our fucking supreme law in this land is the ratified law of our Bill of Rights, which is the people's law who are the authority of this country. And we say, fuck you. Fuck you, you punk, you fucking Colorado attorney Phil Weezer, you fucking punk bitch. Fuck you. You going out there and going to start taking people's guns, punk? Or you want just another fucking spineless little weasel who thinks that, you know, a member of the fucking elitist class who just signs their names and things happen? Well, we'll fucking see, won't we? The reminder comes after numerous counties have passed resolutions denouncing red flag gun control legislation that is expected to pass. Well, let's get this shit going. House Bill 1177 would allow family members or law enforcement to petition a judge to issue a temporary extreme risk protection order in direct violation of the procedural due process contained within the People's Bill of Rights for a person thought to be, thought that a suspicion. I got a hunch. And I tell you, it takes like fucking 2 weeks for this to turn into an anonymous tip. For a person thought to be a threat, after which the person's weapons could be temporarily seized for up to a year. You ain't gonna get the fucking guns, you'll get the bullets. You'll be dead, I may be dead, and there may be a bunch of people dead, but that's all you're fucking getting is the bullets. Weezer supports the bill and said he believes it passes constitutional muster. Oh, really? No, you have no constitution. What you have is a charter. You have a charter for a fucking corporation. This is like Walmart saying they're going to come down to Chiloquin and take my fucking guns from me. Come and give her a go. I'll blow you right back to your fucking Walmart, you fucking corporate pricks. A number of Colorado jurisdictions have passed resolutions denouncing this measure, he said, as some sheriffs in those jurisdictions have stated, such resolutions cannot and do not override a valid judicial order implementing state law, such as that one that could be used under the ERPO law. Our nation and state depends on the rule of law. There is no fucking rule of law. There is corporate policy that they can change at a whim, being enforced by unelected fucking officials, mainly Star Chamber fucking courts for the corporation. Fuck you. Do you get? I'm just, fuck you. All law enforcement officers swear an oath to uphold not the rule of law. I mean, where in the hell did that come from? Go look up the goddamn what they fucking swear. I uphold the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, just like when you're going in the fucking military. Uphold the rule of law. Well, the rule of law is the Bill of fucking Rights, buddy. That's the supreme law. The fucking first law. That's why it was put as a preamble to the fucking Bill of Rights when it was added as amendments. But in its form as articles. It was already fucking law before it was ever put in that Constitution, buddy. And that is the rule of law you better fucking follow unless you want a rope around your fucking neck. Weezer added, I am confident that when and if the time comes, all law enforcement officials will follow the rule of law. Bullshit. Well, if they do, they're fucking traitors, and they'll get what fucking traitors get, won't they? And that's what the fucking king, you know, he thought he was just going to come in and fucking get tough and take our fucking guns away from the people back in 17 and 75. He got his fucking ass shot out of here. Just like you're getting ready to get your corporate asses shot out of here, only we're not stopping there. You went too fucking far. You stole from riches from us that can't even be calculated. And you're giving them back. And you're going to fucking either go to prison or to the fucking gallows. One of the fucking two. Because you are the ones who are in violation of the law. Rally for Our Rights, a pro-Second Amendment grassroots group, says that as of Tuesday, at least 16 counties have passed Second Amendment sanctuary resolutions in response to the legislation. Several other counties are considering passing similar resolutions. It's coming down to drawing the fucking lines now, isn't it? But then we heard the other day in an article how they intend to go and they're going to send down some feds into these counties and stuff. And we talked about, you know, they're coming with the bribe money. They'll bribe them or get rid of them. And then we're going to have us a fucking war. Let's get her done. The bill passed the House last week and was to be considered in a Senate committee on Friday. El Paso County Sheriff Bill Elder said last week his office would consider legal action against the bill if passed. The only legal action left against this fucking bullshit is war. Because the law has been fucking removed. When they tell you you do not have a Bill of Rights and that you are their subject, it's already gone way too fucking far. Way too far. You're gonna pay them dirty son of a bitches to fucking press you and to inflict tyranny upon your person. You have to be a yellow ass dog to do it. Let me see, there was one more of those gun ones I wanted to get to first. Oh yeah, here we are. Oregon lawmakers effectively kill ridiculous gun control bill. I mean, this is when we talked about before, you know, with, you know, five shots, you know, An Oregon bill wanted to impose draconian restrictions on gun owners. For example, it would limit round capacity to just 5 rounds. That would have made most revolvers illegal. As progressive as Oregon is, it sounded like something lawmakers would consider. Amazingly, better sense prevailed. No, fucking just reality prevailed. I mean, you don't know the people going, oh, do it. Do it and come and fucking enforce it. And we'll show you fucking what we're made out of. This ain't fucking fag Portland or fag fucking Salem. This is the fucking goddamn American Nationals out in the goddamn Oregon mountains and in the valleys. Come and fucking give it a go. When Portland high schooler Elena Andrews helped organize the 2018 March for Our Lives in downtown Portland, she said many Oregonian legislators approached her and her peers, eager to work with them to create new state legislation. These are fucking children. They are not of the age of maturity. They cannot make contract. They cannot lobby for anything they fucking want. They obey their parents or they get the fucking belt took to them. That's how that fucking works. Children are not, this isn't the goddamn Khmer Rouge over in Cambodia. The children are not going to take over. We will straighten the fucking children out right quick. In a hard fucking way. The encouragement kick-started efforts that led to the creation of Senate Bill 501, a comprehensive gun control bill authorized by Portland area group Students for Change. Fuck you. Get in your class and do your fucking reading and writing and arithmetic and get your ass in your house. You come out fucking playing with the big boys. Hey, I'll tell you what, you don't run with the big dogs when you pee like a puppy. And we'll make you pee all over yourself, you fucking little punks. You stay out of it. It is none of your goddamn business. You got something, you got a problem with it, send your daddy over. And we'll fucking straighten his ass out too. Make no mistake about it, children. You stay in your fucking place. Or you will be put in your fucking place. In a hard way. But now that a concrete bill is in front of them, Andrews said Oregon legislators aren't as interested in passing wide-ranging gun control legislation. In fact, they're keeping the bill from moving forward. And it's not because it's ridiculous, because it's fucking stupid, because everybody has said, fucking, fuck you and your children. Come out of that fucking, we'll come in and we'll burn that fucking city to the fucking ground, you dirty cocksucker. You fucking slimy fucking communists. We'll take that fucking city and we'll burn that son of a bitch to the ground with you in it. You don't control us, Portland, you fucking bunch of faggot motherfuckers. We got real men out here. And we'll come to town and we won't be playing no fucking games when we come. We will fucking hurt you. We will fucking hit, we'll go down to the goddamn state house and hang every motherfucker in it. Of course they'll get their trial. Shouldn't take very fucking long. We have the written proof right here in front of us, right here, in their own fucking words, prima facie evidence of fucking sedition and fucking treason. Shouldn't take long to get to deliberate that fucking what they did. We just said, well, that's goddamn treason. That Bill of Rights can't be touched. That ninth article says what it says. And these fucking communists are coming out in the streets saying they're fucking communists going to overthrow us. Well, that gets you a fucking rope in any country. We'll be right back.
Thank you. young, like a new moon rising, fierce through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive.
The word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and that was Kid Rock with Born Free Bullshit. No, we weren't. We were talking about Oregon lawmakers and the children who are writing legislation for the fucking for us adults in this state, these children who have no franchise other than through their parents. They have no fucking authority, in no fucking way. And this, you know, they suggesting dropping the voting age 16. So a 16-year-old fucking kid ain't got no god, you know, he doesn't have no life experience. 18-year-old barely has a life experience, and they, what do they look at, the fucking TV or something? You know, and these children, like I said, the Khmer Rouge, you think you're going to pull this bullshit on us? Think again. During the break, I was thinking, it was 100 years ago, me and my brother-in-law, he'd built him a Mach 1, one of the old muscle cars, man. You know, the badass ones, not the phony little ones they made there afterwards, you know, the 351 Cleveland in it. He'd worked hard, you know. He'd put a motor in it. He had it all. It wasn't a dent in it. He'd had it. It was just primered, you know. He just primered it. We pulled into the yard of a friend. Up this little driveway of a friend of ours in Klamath. He had a good friend. I mean, knowing him all my life, you know, thank the world and all of them. And he wasn't home. His wife came out in the yard, and he had, you know, he had a mess of kids, and the kids were out there with him. And one of them kids picked up a handful of rocks and just whoom, winged it right at the side of his car. And he looked out the window, and he said, "Don't you throw no more goddamn rocks at my car." And, she kind of looked down, you know, in a way. And we started to talk again, and a little son of a gun, he picked up another handful of rocks and winged it right in the side of that fucking car. Man, Duan jumped out of that car, grabbed that kid by the arm, spanked his fucking ass right there on the spot, right in front of her, and told her if her old man had a problem with it, he'd look him up. He'd deal with it. And it was one of those situations, like everybody's friends, you know, everybody knows everybody. But, I mean, it stopped there, or you can push it as far as right down to a goddamn killing. Because there's just certain lines you don't fucking cross. And I'm talking to you son of a bitches up there in Salem. I'm talking to you son of a bitches up there in fucking Portland. You get a hand on your kids or we'll fucking take care of them. We'll fucking spank them. We'll spank them hard. And you don't fucking like it, we'll fucking spank you. But you better get a rein on your children. Because that's what they are, children. They have no fucking say in nothing. They are not of the age of maturity. They have no franchise, period. They operate through you. You want to go up there and fucking, well, that's why they have to gather children, because there's so fucking few of those commie pricks. And they get in a place like Portland or Salem, and there's a lot of them there in that one place. But everywhere else, you get just to the outskirts, and everybody else is like me in this fucking state. I told you that when that shit happened over there at Umpqua College. And when Obama was going to come down there and make some speeches about the guns and shit, they sent his fucking ass a packing. You know, that's what they do, these city centers, especially in western states out here. And, you know, the people have already out in the country here, we have a problem with them to start with, because they fucking voting all their commie shit in, because they bring populations from other fucking states and into the... These shithole centers of fucking population centers. And they vote, you know, all the money for them and their fucking communist causes. And the people out in the rural areas is a piss on you. That's why the state of Jefferson was to be formed in the first fucking place. But the bottom line here is, you better get a hold of your fucking children. We'll just start beating the shit out of you every time we see you. Because we don't fuck. There's some people out here, and most fucking people out here, you better understand. They don't give a fuck. It's just like that car. If it led to a fucking killing, you ain't going to stand there and throw fucking rocks at my fucking car. Period. That's where the line is. Anyway, where were we in this nonsense? If SB 501 would have enacted sweeping gun control reform for Oregon, its stipulations included requiring people to have a permit before purchasing a gun. Try it. obliging gun owners to properly lock and store their weapons, try it, when not in use, and placing limits on how much ammunition someone can buy in a month, among other things. Andrew said that each requirement in the bill was molded after gun control legislation that passed elsewhere. Colorado was a particular source of inspiration and designed to prevent mass shootings. This is where we're going to go into the bullshit, the irrelevant, e-fucking-relevant bullshit. Because it says, shall not be infringed, period. That's what it says, and that's what it fucking means, and that's what we fucking mean. Because it is us, and we are it. There's just one problem. Oh, see, here we go. SB 501 isn't going to get a hearing in the Senate Judiciary Committee, meaning it likely won't be voted on, this session. That's disappointing for the Portland area teens. You better keep your teen fucking asses up. I'll tell you, a grown man will rip your fucking little teen ass into little pieces, you fucking punk bitch. We'll spank ya. I'll take my fucking belt off and spank ya. Who researched and authored the bill with the straightforward goal of reducing, reducing gun violence in schools. Andrews can claim that each requirement is modeled after something passed elsewhere. Here's their argument, though. But she's not mentioning that she took what passed and turned it up to 11. Oh, really? So this is going to be your fucking argument? How about you ain't going to fucking do it? Andrews can claim that each requirement is modeled for something passed elsewhere. For example, we have the aforementioned round capacity. Yes, many states limit round capacity. It's stupid, but they do. No, it's not stupid. It is unlawful. It is fucking high treason is what it fucking is. It is defying the fucking will and the authority of the American nationals who own this goddamn country that you fucking peons are supposed to be working for. But then that was all hijacked. It's all a fraud anyway. This is Walmart. When you think you're that bad, Walmart, come and bring it on, buddy. It's stupid, but they do. However, none restrict it to such an insane degree that even century-old models of firearms like revolvers could comply with it. Yes, other states have started restricting ammunition purchases, but SB 501 would limit people to 20 rounds per month. No one does that anywhere in the country. That's not even enough to maintain marksmanship. I get pissed, man. God damn, I'm steaming. Still, as marksmanship skills for many owners, especially those with multiple handguns or different calibers. For example, if you have a 38 and a 9mm, you only get to buy 10 rounds for each. Don't forget self-defense ammo either. You have to decide what you're going to buy and at any given time. Fuck you. Fuck you. We got reloaders. We'll have all the goddamn ammo we want. If I try restricting the powder, we'll go somewhere else and get, we'll make the fucking gunpowder. It ain't fucking rocket science. It's been around for fucking, since the Chinese, back in the days when the Chinese first invented, I mean, shit, how many hundreds of years are you talking here? You think we can't make gunpowder? You think we can't make lead bullets? You think we can't make fucking brass cartridges? Really? These teens can, and not to mention when you start it, we're fucking just going to shoot your asses. You fucking pieces of shit. You are not going to violate that Bill of Rights. That's our law. That's our authority, and we will fucking enforce it. These teens can lament it all they want, but they just learned a very harsh lesson about the legislative process. They learned they couldn't take a law from another state, ramp it up a ridiculous degree and foist it onto a state population just because they believe really hard. And see, that isn't the message. The message is you better go read that fucking Bill of Rights and you better fucking understand it. Because in reality, that's why the British were shot out of this fucking country. It didn't have nothing to do with taxation without representation or any fucking thing else. It had to do with the fact that they were going to take their fucking guns away from them and leave them so that the fucking king could just take all of their property and take their fucking lives at his whim. It was to subjugate the people into the fucking rule of a fucking foreign son of a bitch across an ocean. Luckily, the people of Oregon are safe from this insanity. For now, at least. No, we're fucking safe, period. Because you want to see fucking insanity, you try something like this. You just fucking try it. And they talk about, you know, the legislature doesn't listen. Fuck no, you know better. You fucking know better, you fucking piece of shit, communist sons of bitches in Salem and Portland. You better know fucking better. Because fucking once it breaks loose, okay, hey man, we're coming for you. You are gonna fucking hang for the treason that you've committed and the fucking usurpation of our fucking people and our state. U.S. Social Security can't cope with aging population. Well, I guess you couldn't what they failed to mention in this goddamn article here is that when this chain migration bullshit. So they get the fucking little kid across the goddamn border who we should spank and send back across the fucking border, because if you can't control your children, we'll have to do it for you. If you can't tell them that line is there, that's a line of law and it can't be crossed, well, we'll have to fucking do it for you. You fucking Hondurans, you El Salvadorans, you Guatemalans, you better get down here and get your fucking kids and get the fuck out of here. We're sick of this shit. But when they come in, then they bring grandpa and uncle and all of these people and these fuckers who never fucking put a dime into this communist fucking socialist system that shouldn't have never existed in this country anyway. And goddamn, all of a sudden, we got all these, you know, we didn't reproduce our numbers. We didn't reproduce our numbers yet. All of these goddamn, there's just too many of old people on wanting this fucking Social Security. You know, they talk about the baby boomers and how they're all getting to the retirement age. Us, me, you. Getting to the retirement age and there just ain't enough fucking money. Well, goddamn, we were paying in. We were, as you know, the way the scam works, supposedly the young are paying for the fucking old. So we were paying a bigger bunch of money for the old people that were fewer than us, and then we didn't reproduce our own numbers. So the fucking very idea is fucking absurd to start with. Where'd the Social Security money go? Well, then, you know, one of the big brags about old fucking William Jefferson Clinton was that he balanced the fucking budget. Where did he do that? Oh, he went to that lockbox. You know, that account that could never be touched. As long as the grass grows and the water flows and there are stars up in the sky, that is your money. We're just making sure you have something in your old age. The lockbox can never be opened. Oh, Billy, he went in there and fucking he brought a locksmith in with him and a fucking Jew locksmith, and they opened that fucking lockbox and he balanced, took fucking the $1 trillion out of it and balanced his fucking budget. Oh, he balanced the budget by stealing from the fucking what we had paid in over our lives. And they put IOUs into the lockbox. And now, because they have to pay those IOUs, oh, it's welfare. They're making other people pay this goddamn. No, it ain't welfare. It's money that was paid in that you fucking stole. Just like the $22 trillion that's missing, that we're going to get that back to you bastards. The U.S. political system is, quote, too broken to address the demographic bomb it faces, with older people expected to outnumber the number of children under the age of 18 in the country in 20 years. This didn't happen naturally, now did it? This is according to Mark Goldwyn, a policy director at the top think tank, who told PF International an aging population was one of the U.S.'s most, quote, significant economic challenges. No, the theft and the $22 trillion you've stolen from us that we want fucking back is the fucking significant economic challenge, because that's what's going to get the rope around your goddamn treasonous neck. Goldwyn, vice president and senior policy director of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, a nonpartisan think tank in the U.S., told PF International Washington, D.C. on Wednesday the U.S. was facing a demographic bomb. Yeah, you bet you are. Us old fuckers are about ready to explode on your ass. We have had enough of your shit, enough of your fucking theft, enough of your fucking tyranny, enough of your Blackwater USA fucking standing army that thinks that they're going to fuck with us. The think tank director, who has served on national commissions and select committees, said people used to say we have to, quote, fix the system. for our grandkids, but we actually have to do this for our grandparents because all the fucking money was stolen that the baby boomers played. See, they always try to play it backwards on you. That's a fucking Jew for you. Yeah, there's a hell of a lot more of us out here because of the baby boomers. But we paid in a hell of a lot more because there are a hell of a lot more of us. And that money was fucking stolen. Or it would all just equal out. If we had less children, if we didn't reproduce our numbers, then there's still, we paid the money in, so that's less that was taken from the ones before us because there were less of them that we were paying for. There was more of us paying in for their pensions, so there would be more left over, so it would equal out if the books were, you know, straight like they're supposed to be. But it's fucking socialism. I want my fucking money back. I want every fucking nickel of it, you son of a bitch, and I want my fucking estate back that you fucking stole, you corporate fraudulent bastards. He added, but the system is just too far broken to fix. There's too many fucking IOUs in there. Now, you just gave $3.2 trillion. And what did we tell you back then when they were giving that $3.2 trillion to the same son of a bitches, Goldman Sachs, these dirty son of a bitches, Steve Mnuchin, giving that $3.2 trillion, it had to come from somewhere. And where did we tell you where they were going to take it? And that's Trump. Oh, Trump, another promise, bro. Oh, never touch Social Security. So your Social Security is safe, just like your fucking Second Amendment. Oh, you mean my second article, you son of a bitch? And this is where the money's going to fucking come from. To give to the people who, they are the ones that committed the fraud in 2008 to the tune of about $20 trillion. And we were paying for fucking their fraud all over the goddamn world, not just here in the United States. And so you turn around and you're going to give them $22 trillion more fucking dollars because, see, they're supposed to have every fucking thing, just the elite. We're all supposed to be fucking goddamn serfs upon the land, subject to their fucking whims, to their fucking, their will. Well, we're not. We had to fucking, I'm telling you, this is going to be brutal. There are people who are frying ass pissed about everything, every fucking thing. Go ahead, go after them old bastards. Like I said, the first time I went to a Social Security office with my mom after my dad died. To get her, you know, because she finally turned 65, and so she could get her Social Security. And they had 2-inch fucking plexiglass. Goddamn, that's the first time I ever seen, like, now they have them everywhere, but you have to do a combination to walk through the door to get to the back part of it, and they're talking to you through a little fucking hole. I guess you should be afraid of old fuckers. Wait, I mean, you know, it's like that, with that lady, she was like 90 fucking years old, shot her 71-year-old son because he was going to fucking put her in an old folks home out of her house. What are you going to do, give him life in prison? See, things change as you get older. There's just a lot less to lose, and they're giving you a lot less more to lose every fucking day. The old fucking people don't take shit. As long as you can lift a fucking pistol, you're still somebody. As long as you can lift that shotgun, you're still somebody. And those son of a bitches want to fuck with you? Who's more apt to pull the fucking trigger? He added, but the system is too broken to fix. The U.S. Social Security, the program which provides pensions and disability benefits, could run out of money by 2035 because you're stealing it all. You stole it all. Of course, not that we're going to accept any socialist solutions to this anyway. You're all going to fucking hang. We're all going to, whoever's left is going to be fucking rich. Okay. Whatever of our progeny, we're probably going to see, we're going to see our children die. We're going to see our fucking relatives die in this fucking war. But those that are left are there. They're going to be like Saudi fucking kings because it's all coming back home. Or we're going to send them some fucking ICBMs for their fucking problem. You either give us our money back, we'll blow your ass up. That's all it's going to be. Period. Once we step into this, we're not stepping back out until the fucking job's finished. That Bill of Rights will be absolute law. Every fucking criminal will be punished, including the ones that fucking enabled it. According to an annual report by the trustees, the trustees of the fund that handed it over, opened the lockbox to old Willie Clinton, to which employers and workers pay into for retirement. If this happens, it would be it would put additional pressure on public coffers to support the baby boomers who are now retiring. We paid in a plenty enough. And like I said, how many people? I mean, I know a lot of goddamn people, and I don't know nobody that has drawed a fucking that has died, including my dad's in my dad's generation. You know, my uncles, everybody like that. And in this generation that I'm in, I don't know nobody that's died that has gotten a drop in the ocean of the money they fucking paid in. You look at, like I said, look at Spike Timmons. Paid in for goddamn, what, 25, more than that, because that's just how long he was a janitor, but what, 28, 30 years of his fucking life? Never drew a nickel of it. He died before he could ever touch it. Fucking Millard. Millard had been trying to get it because he was sick. And I used to talk to Millard quite a bit on the phone. And he was trying to get it, and we'd been trying for years and nothing. And all of a sudden, they just sent him a thing, said, oh, you're getting your Social Security. Millard died 6 fucking months later. You see how it works, people? And they gave us shots when we were little kids, made sure that we're going to die before we reach. I mean, you might make 66 or 67, but you ain't going to collect a fucking drop in the ocean of the money, especially considering the value of the dollars you paid in. Like I talked about when Laura and I first started out, what $3.05 was compared to like $15 fucking now. So them dollars that you paid in them were worth a hell of a lot more than the dollars that they're giving you back. In fact, there's no comparison. It is a fucking Ponzi scheme. It's always been a Ponzi scheme. And then, fuck, it's war anyway. So, you know what, you sons of bitches, we're going to get our money back. And we're going to take every fucking thing you've got, including your life, because you're going to be tried for the fucking treason you have committed against the people of the United States of these Americas, and you are going to be hung by the neck until you are dead. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, just, you know, just set your fucking mind to it, people. If it takes us old fuckers going out there to get this going, I guess that's what it's going to take. Because we're the ones that are going to, they're going to have to come and take our guns, too. And we're not going to, and like the 2 New Zealanders, we're not going to just go down there and say, sir, how do I give up my right to protect myself? How do I give up my fucking right? How do I gain my right to be subjugated and lick your fucking boots? We're not going to do it. Let them know. That is the word from the trenches.